Om Shanti. Good evening. Hello. Thank you. This evening, it's a very interesting theme, topic. It's about the fragrance. How many of you have been to a aroma clinic? Anybody has been through aromatherapy? See, many hands up. It means the fragrance heals the mind. Yeah? There are different types of healing. Color therapy, music therapy, aromatherapy, many therapies. We can't see the fragrance, can't touch the fragrance, can't hear the fragrance. You can smell it, you can feel. There are many fragrances that takes us far back and brings back a very good memory. Have you experienced that sometimes? Certain fragrances, it reminds us something. Takes the mind somewhere far, far back. And it gives a very beautiful, very good feeling. I don't know how many of you have experienced nice, good fragrance brings good memories. Anybody? Thank you. Now, there are three words in this afternoon's topic. One is fragrance, God's fragrance. Second thing is the time. And the third thing is, how am I going to catch that fragrance? When fragrance is connected with feelings, fragrance is connected with memories. It's very interesting. It stimulates memories, very good, nice, soothing memories. Now, the present time, what is the flavor, the fragrance we need to catch? Many of them spray lavender to their pillow before going to sleep so that it induces sleep. Anybody does that here? Spray lavender to their... According to the present time, what is that flavor that we need to catch from God? What is that needed? Number one. Second, what is that the fragrance that is needed to bring back the memory that I've lost? As the memory, so shall be our form. As the form, so shall be my behavior. What is yoga? Is what is that you remember the whole day? What's your memory? What's my memory the whole day? Am I sitting in meditation room for 2 hours? Did I do this or did I do that? Or was I present in the class? That's fine, it's very good. But what is that I remember all the time? While I'm in the class, while listening to the Murli, while looking at others, while sitting in Baba's room, what is the memory? That is yoga. Where I sit, even tomorrow we all have another opportunity to meet God, to sit in front of God, to experience that fragrance straight from that flower. But what is that, the memory I carry when I sit in front of God? What do I remember when I'm sitting in front of God? Is all that what matters? Do I remember to have some hot tea? Or do I remember, oh my goodness, I forgot to get my sandwiches. I should have got my pack, you know, dinner pack. I forgot to get my dinner pack. Or I should have sat there. I should have sat with the group that I would have enjoyed. So what is that I'm thinking? You see? I should be sitting with that sister. I should have been there. I should have been here. Or I sit in front of Baba, I remember back at home, or my job, or what are the tasks that I need to do after I get back home, or you have a flight to catch straight after Baba's meet, whatever. Memory. That's all what yoga is. That's one thing that connects me, that is the soul, with God. If I have too many other memories in the soul, in the mind, then that's the cause for disconnecting the flow of energy to experience that fragrance, that memory with God. Because there are many other memories in the soul. Why is that we not able to experience the fragrance of peace? We all know the first lesson, don't we? I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul. Yeah? First lesson? Yes, no? How peaceful am I? I know the information, but to feel that fragrance, it's not possible because soul has so many memories, so many other fragrances. That's taking me here and there and there and there. So my mind is scattered in 10 different directions and I'm not able to get the fragrance I really need at this point in time. And so I feel weak. I don't know if this question is silly, but soul is in the body. Our body is in the soul. I'm talking to a group of Brahmins. This is the answer normally we give to the people outside who don't have Baba's knowledge. soul is in the body. That is for those who don't have Baba's knowledge. But for Brahmins, soul is in the body, or body is in the soul. Such big body in the soul. You understand the question? Questions make difference? I know that the soul is so tiny point of light in the body, but this big body is in the soul. I carry the body, I carry the bodily world, I carry bodily memories, I carry bodily relationships in the soul. I know soul is in the body, but for Brahmins, the consciousness, the memory, we carry the body in the soul. And that disconnects the fragrance that I need to experience from God. Because that's a big blockage, isn't it? It's a huge blockage. And it isn't possible, an easy flow for the energy from God to the soul. And in order to, and listen, until I take away all the unnecessary memories I have in this soul, I think it's really not possible to experience God's fragrance. I can't catch that fragrance from God. Say, for example, you're sitting here, your child is in children's retreat. You're very much present. You really don't intend to remember your son, your daughter, whoever. But it just comes, the memory. I remember my son. Oh, it's going to be 6 and the retreat finishes. I hope he comes straight here. He shouldn't be searching for me. I hope he shouldn't get lost. So many thoughts. And any memory that I have in the soul, because I'm attached to that particular issue. It could be person, it could be incident, it could be accident, it could be whatever. A thing or place or whatever it is. Ideas, my own sanskaras, somebody else's issues, whatever it could be. More and more I think about it, I create a memory in the soul. If I don't remember anything more than 2-3 times, it doesn't hit us in the soul. We listen to Murali, don't we? 3.5-4 pages full Murali. We leave back all other tasks and we sit for an hour, eyes open, and listen. How much we remember. I remember those issues, two things. One, when I have interest. Second, when I revise it again and again from the heart. Third, when I use it, when I do it. Otherwise I can't remember. There can't be a memory. Memory cannot be created. Folder is created when I repeat it in my mind. when I talk about it, when I do it, or when I have the interest for that particular issue, for that particular aspect. Even once I listen, I can't forget. You know, sometimes if somebody shouts at you, abuses you, once, but how long it takes to forget? It takes a long time to forget, isn't it? If someone shouts at you, oh, it takes a long time to forget. Because I paid my attention, my mind was given, my interest, I heard it, and that has an impression deep inside. I can't forget. All those issues, all those aspects that I can't forget in life, most of them are unnecessary. Yes? Yeah? Yes, no? Most of them are from the past. Even something happened, something good happened in the past, that's fine. I don't have to hang around it. What is now important? You see? Even something might have worked very well in the past, but that's fine according to the time then. But according to the time now, what is important? And the fragrance for now, according to the present time, there are many flavors. Rose, lily, lavender, you know, many, many fragrances. I remember once I had been to the eastern part of India on service. I happened to meet a brother who does with colors. Anybody sick, he has, you know, bottles of, it's like jelly, different colored jellies in the bottles. The first question he asks, he said, when a patient comes, he says, now look at these bottles. It has red jelly, green, white, you know, violet. Which is the color that attracts you more? Say, he would say, like if you look at the red and say, oh, I like red. Then he say, maybe you lack power. You need power. That's the reason you're more attracted to red. If you say, oh my God, yellow is so nice, white is so nice. Then he would say, oh, maybe you're too disturbed. You need peace. So you're attracted to white or light colors. So he says, that's how I treat people. That's the first question. He says, I ask them and I show them these bottles and ask them to choose the color. So for the present time, what is that I need? What fragrance I need? What is the present situation? Leave alone the world outside. What is the condition outside in the world? But what is the condition in Brahman family also? Each one of them have different levels of need, or, you know, like the fragrance that they need at according to their situation in their life. But for all of us in general, tolerance and sense of total detached observer is the most important thing. because the situations that are going to come, that we may have to encounter, is not so easy. And so, if I am not able to detach myself, not only from the situation, but also from my own old sanskaras, what I know about myself, what I think I am, what other things I am, just detach myself from all of these things and to stabilize myself in what God thinks what I am. I don't know myself well, you don't know me well, and who knows me well? So why am I reacting to what others think about me? Or why am I so upset about what I think about myself? I have to leave them behind and try to stabilize myself in what God thinks what I am. Makes difference? Makes difference? What I think about myself, what God thinks about me? Difference? No difference? Hello? You awake? That's when the situations, people will not influence my inner state of mind. That's very, very important in present time. Uninfluenced state of mind. If my mind is such that anything, everything, anybody can influence me, then I lose my identity. I lose myself. I lose what God wants me to be. And so, be a detached observer. What you think, that's your problem. Your mind, your thought. See? If you're not respecting me, if you don't love me, that's your thought, that's your mind. Not everybody can know the value of a diamond. Yes? You are a diamond. How many people go to a diamond shop to buy diamonds? Everyone? Everyone go? Not everyone can afford. So if someone is not valuing you, that's fine because they can't afford. They can't afford. Nothing, I should create a state where nothing influences me. That's the best thing. Uninfluenced state of mind. And the practice I need to do is a detached observer. Detach even from my own old things. Because if I am not able to detach myself from my old things, what I think about what I am, I can't detach myself from others' opinions, others' situations. I need to look at myself, visualize myself as God is looking at me in the vision of God. If I need to catch the fragrance from God, I need to see myself in the vision of God, in the eye of God. From the eye of God. Yeah? And tolerance is another important thing that we need according to the present time. Patience and tolerance, they are the fundamental, basic things that live alone the spiritual life or the situations that we face, but even otherwise, just a moment. Little patience, little tolerance can take us far, far, long way. And like, I don't remember if it was today's Murli or yesterday, where we said children need a lot of courage to face the scenes of the last, you know, the destruction. And so courage. If you lose your courage, you lose your age. You're 50, you're 40, you're 30, you're 80. That doesn't matter. That's just physical age. But the courage that counts. So never let go of the courage, no matter what. Every step I take with courage, with faith, then there will be 10 other people will follow. There will be 10 other people who believe in us, trust us. Yeah? And the courage means for me to feel that God's hand or my hand in God's hand. Yeah? Or is it other way around? God's hand in my hand or my hand in God's hand? Which is better? God's hand in my hand or my hand in God's hand? I remember someone sent a nice line saying that there was a little child, father was taking the little child over a bridge, and the child was very afraid of the height, you know. She used to feel dizzy every time she saw the height and she used to fall down. And he had to cross the bridge. And the father said, "Now child, you hold on to my hand. Because remember, you can't stand the height." And child laughed and said, "No dad, I will not fall down." I said, "Why?" "Because you are holding me. If I hold you, I might let go of your hand any time. Because I'm a child. But if you hold me, you can never let go of my hand." Yes? So courage is God to feel, to experience that God is holding my hand. I never found God. God found me. Yeah? Because we never had the brains to find God. He looked for us. He found us. So He's holding. There's no question of fear, no apprehension, no doubt. So I need to create new memories, good memories, and to delete the unwanted, unnecessary memories. And in order to create the new memories, I need to create those new feelings, the fragrance that brings me those good memories again and again. It comes once and goes. Today I had a very beautiful experience in meditation. Wow, it was very fantastic. And the next day and the next day, no good experience. I try hard, I sit in Baba's room, I can't meditate today, I'm not able to connect. So this, you know, we can't really feel that the continuity of God's energy flowing into my being. So this is an ongoing practice inside to have that feeling being with God, that patience, that tolerance, that courage. Because anything might happen to anyone. Age is no limit. And so it's time for us to be ready for anything. Prepare for the worst. Hope for the best. You afraid? Yes? And the last thing, the last most important, it's very, very important, according to the present time, to create a stage which is not dependent on anything and anyone. If my state of mind is dependent on people, seniors, Toli, service, fame, name, blah blah blah, I might fall down. It's an independent, my connection with Baba should be so strong, so intimate, so close that I'm able to get that sustenance. In the whole of the cycle, this is the only time that soul will be able to get that sustenance from God directly. And no matter what somebody does or does not, but my inner state of mind should not be dependent on what somebody does or doesn't do something. If they praise you or don't praise you, if they take your name or not, if they include you or exclude you, if they smile at you, if they don't smile at you. My mind should not be disturbed in all little things. Because it's time for me to go beyond all this, because destination is too far, too high, and I'm caught up in little things that takes me down, sometimes good, sometimes not good. And so there should be a time where my state of mind should become very steady. Yeah? Not up and down, seesaw. So, soul is in the body, body in the soul. I need to remove the body in the soul. Take out the body from the soul, so I become soul. I experience all the qualities of the soul. I experience all the qualities of God, all the fragrances. Because I have all that what God has in me. You see? The same blood runs in the veins. So all that He has, I have because I'm His child. So because I've put such huge body in there, it blocks the whole flow. Okay? Om Shanti.